Hi, Little Red Book here with an editor's note. We had some technical difficulties with audio during our live stream. I hope you enjoyed it anyway.
All right, everybody, welcome to the Legendarium Green Team episode. The first ever live episode in the Green Team history. And today, we're going to be playing a fun episode where we're creating our own fellowship. But I am your host, Yeti Beats. And since Craig's here, I thought I'd do something in honor of him. And he likes to do insults, and I thought I'd take my swing at it. Unfortunately, me and Spook, as you know, on the Discord, wanted to do a Nick Cage podcast a while ago. It would never happen, but I still have the Nick Cage insults for everyone. No. So,
I'm scared.
We have. She's the Legendarium Discord's national treasure, Little Red Book.
Well, thank you.
just wait. I don't know if he's ever had his face off, but this guy could use a facelift. It's Stormrunner. Oh. Just wait, buddy. What does Nick Cage's seventh highest grossing movie and his virginity have in common? They were both gone in 60 seconds.
Oh. Jingles!
You're close. As a friend, so I knew I could do that. we're going to be doing a draft episode where we draft a fellowship to go to Mordor and steal the Death Star plans with Darth Vader waiting at the top. And we have to create a fantasy team out of five categories, and they can be from any fantasy series. They could be from characters from a movie, but they have to be also in a book. So put that out there. You can only pick one character from one series, so I can't pick five characters from Wheel of Time. Once I pick one person out there, they're out. And once someone picks a character, no one else can choose it. And the winner obviously steals the Death Star plans. And the three losing teams, all they can do for the rest of their life, reading-wise, is Ready Player One and Ready Player Two. And so really nobody wants to lose this. Trust us.
who's keeping the points?
We have Panda, and people out there can judge. People online can say whose team they like best. This is going to be around for the rest of history online, so your team will be mocked. It is not good. That is punishment, and they'll let us know who wins.
Also, it's whose line is it anyways rule, so nothing means anything and the points don't matter.
Yeah. It's absolutely true. Panda wrote our draft order. We'll be starting down there with Storm and coming this way. Obviously, you noticed by best hair to worst, and that's fine. It just hasn't worked out that way. And all right, Storm, we'll let you head it off. Oh, let me say, the five categories are: you have to pick a leader, you have to pick a villain for your team, who's also on your fellowship, a non-animal companion, a warrior fighter type, and then you get a wild card. Any type of character that you just want to toss in there and see how it mixes up. And what was the, you have to have one magic user?
One non-magic user.
So one person on your team has to have no magic. So, Storm, you're going to set the tone for the whole thing. You get first pick out of the whole fantasy sci-fi genre.
Okay.
Go for it.
No pressure. My leader or mastermind will be Baru Cormorant from the traitor Baru Cormorant.
Ooh.
There might be better pure strategists available, but this is a more complicated mission than a battle. And Baru would be aware of the logistical challenges and obstacles and would be willing to go to lengths that not many other characters would be willing to go to accomplish the team's goal.
Are you worried about backstabbing?
I think that the goal will be accomplished.
Yeah. All right, we'll see. Leading by example, Baru. All right, so you're going with leader. Good choice. Red, get the next pick.
So I'm choosing Amaryl from A Year and a Day in Theridan by Scott Lynch. It's a short story. She is literally, the story is she is she insults the magician. So the magician says she has to steal a street. So she brings her whole team. She's really good at leading, but she's also really good at listening to her people. She works across a wide variety of cultures and species, and she's tenacious. And they try several different strategies to accomplish the goal. So I think that she's versatile and yeah.
And that's your leader?
Yeah.
Deep. All right. Good. Yeah. I like it. Good explanation. I trust her more than Beru. I got to be honest.
But you have to have a villain, so there's going to be some distrust anyway.
That's true. All right, Jingles, are you going leader with your first pick?
No, I'm going villain because Matt Woolley today pretty much cemented exactly who I'm going to choose for my villain. He was already on my list. I was kind of unsure, but I'm going with Leland Gaunt because if I have to, we're going to go for psychological warfare here. We're going to make all the orcs desire something that they can't possibly get. We're going to make Darth Vader see Padme way too often. We're just going to make everyone's lives a misery while we go against the plan.
All right.
What if that happens to the rest of the party as well?
I have a solution.
Hopefully someone to cancel that out.
I mean, this works great against you guys, too. I'm sure all part of these people have needs. Yeah,
we're going to bump into each other. My bumbling team's going to see you guys. I know it's going to happen. So. All right. Good. All right. So there's a lot of ways I can go in this spot. I don't think. All right. So I'm going to go with wild card first. And with a lot of these, I'm going to go from books I love or authors I love. And so the first person I'm going to pick is Baez from The First Law. And listen, first of all, he has history going on quests and taking a group of people to do something. He's big and jolly on the surface. So I feel like he'd have good, good vibes going through it. And if things get rough, as people know, he can get pretty
explosive.
He's known to take naked baths and just mess people up. So, I mean, he can do anything, this guy.
Naked baths? Aren't all baths naked?
I don't judge people for what they do or do not do in the tub, how they get clean. And he's also bald, which is a big plus for my team that we need as many of them as possible. So that's my wild card. So this pick, all right, stay with me here. For non-animal companion, I'm picking, I don't know if I'm pronouncing this right, Loyal from Wheel of Time.
Interesting.
No. Everybody, hold on. I know what you're thinking. How can he help my team? He can't. Absolutely not. But I'm going to send him to your guys' team to tell the most annoying stories.
I didn't realize that we were supposed to be like literally competing against.
Well, we're gonna run into each other. I don't want my team to read Ready Player One and Two for the rest of our lives. It's a terrible thing to have to do. So we're gonna say, hey, you're a great thing.
Oh my
Loyal.
Gosh, I might have to change up
go
my list.
Go find Jingle's team with that crazy villain and just talk his ear off, and we're gonna slow him down.
No,
so that might backfire on you. Wow. Loyal wants.
If you don't take risks, you're not gonna win. You might stick around and then we're done. But
oh my
it.
Gosh. All right. Guys, I'm going to have to completely rethink everything.
I'll keep with the non-animal or non-human companion. And I'm going to choose Orlando the Axe from Madame.
Oh.
Really, this spot could be filled by any badger from the Redwall series. What I'm really looking for is someone who's just short enough to just ankle bite everyone with.
Non-human.
Non-human, yeah.
All right, so you have an ankle biter. Perfect.
We got an ankle biter. And this is how we're going to take out Darth Vader, because I don't think he's going to suspect it.
That's fair. I honestly don't know what he's expecting hanging out at Mount Doom.
Yeah.
He's very confused.
Yeah, how we got here.
Yes. Well, I guess they did fight in the fill lava.
Yeah, so he's used to that. It's like home turf. All right.
I'm just going to go in order. So I'm picking Duke Gillard from the Greatcoat series. He's crafty. He's good at manipulating people. And he's really evil. He's really evil, but he also knows when to set aside his own desires to achieve the goal.
How will that mix with Emeril?
Oh, I think they'd work very well together. Oh, okay. She's a thief. She's literally a thief. That's a character. A retired thief. who's coming back for one last job.
That's perfect. That's all I need. Yeah. All right. You pick Storm. You have two picks. Pick wisely.
I will continue on this villain tangent and go with Darth Bane from the Darth Bane trilogy by Drew Karpyshyn. It will be very difficult for Vader or any enemies to get past certain types of physical protection that he acquires. And he's also one of the most powerful Sith ever and would be also be very willing to work with other people to accomplish his goals. And he would also love to take down Palpatine, who was the person that actually, and be able to say that he fulfilled his grand plan.
Where is, like, for a Star Wars noobs, where's, like, Darth Bane and, like, the structure of power? If, like,
Vader's... I am not quite the person to ask that. I don't, he has armor that is very difficult to destroy.
Yeah.
I don't think Vader has something readily available to counter it.
That'd be an epic.
Yes.
Yeah. Does he do well against Vader?
I think Vader's more fragile than
I think, and I think Darth Bane's a little more cunning because he's the guy who actually created the Rule of Two.
I have no idea what these guys are talking about.
Rule of Two, a master and apprentice for the Sith. Yeah. So, I mean, he actually, like, wiped out all of it. It used to be that there were a bunch of Sith,
and
he
wiped them out
completely.
That's why one's the best.
Yeah.
But that's a whole thing.
Spoilers.
All right. That's a powerful team so far. Behind mine, obviously.
You got one.
We'll go. No, I'll do my warrior next. We'll go with Gideon from Gideon the Ninth. She is great at fighting, would earn, she would probably earn Darth Bane's respect, and she would definitely end up maybe hooking up with Guru by the end of the journey.
Whoa, hey.
All right.
This quest got a lot spicier. All right. I didn't strategize for this.
I didn't strategize at all. So I'm going to go with my non-human. Yeah, my non-human. And that is Mogget from the Old Kingdom series. Now, I would have picked the disreputable dog, but we're not allowed to have overpowered characters. And Mogget is limited by his collar. I think he would make a great scout. He's very crafty. And of course, when we meet Darth Vader, you can take off his collar. And I think that would do Darth Vader in.
So he's like a dog, essentially?
No, Mogget's a cat.
Oh, a cat.
Yeah, which is why Drew doesn't like him, her the disreputable dog, as much as Mogget. He's a small white cat with a red collar and a bell on it.
Right. Cats are cute. I get it.
This is not a cute cat.
Oh, God.
Yeah, he's also a lot of fun as far as character. He's very mean. He steals fish a lot. That might be important.
You got to eat. I mean.
Exactly. I didn't think about him as a forager. But there we go.
Pescatarian diet for a team. That's going to go far. I get it. Over there. All right. Jingles. So far you have Leland and Orlando the Axe.
And I'm going to do my wild card, I think. For this, we're going with Tasselhoff Burfoot from the Dragonlance series. The reason I...
Okay.
Yeah.
Thumbs up from Todd.
That's the wild card. Yeah. And I think the reason we're going for this is because he's a knockoff hobbit. So we know they have a really good time, really good track record of getting into Mordor, not Doom. They're sneaky, can't be seen very well. And he adds a little bit of levity to what's about to be like a pretty dark team.
So, get that in. So like store brand hobbits, pretty much?
Pretty much.
I get the whole gist of what to do and where to go. Nice. All right.
Okay, so it's my warrior's turn. I'm going with.
Sorry.
I lost count.
It's fine. I'm thinking anyway where to go. All right. So I think I'm going to go with my villain since they're going quit. Well, they're off the board, so I can pick whoever I want. I'm going to go with. I have to pick a Hob character because she's the best. And I'm going to go Kennet from the Live Ship Trader series. And a villain. Panda, you would know this if you read Live Ship. So Kennet Cloth. What is that? Like a guy who works at Walmart? No, Kennet. Kennet. K-E-N-N-I-T. So he is a pirate king from the Liveship Traders. This guy has luck that rivals Matt from the Wheel of Time. He is very persuasive with anyone that comes across him. And he seemed, even though his intentions seem good on the outside, they're always devious on the inside, but they do look like they're nice. And, you know, he's going for the right thing. And also, he's a pirate king. So I'm assuming there's going to be water somewhere along this journey. And I don't see any ship captains on yours. I don't think Darth Bane's going to be sailing a schooner.
That's okay. Paru would have already thought of a workaround for that.
That's true. She made a dam or something. Kenneth, I feel like you can at least get us across the ocean before screwing my team up somehow. Between him and Baez, really getting risky. Loyal is not in good company. So that's the truth. All right. So that's
kind of scared for one, honestly.
I'm kidding. He's not going to be with us long. Yeah. We're going to explain his job in the group, and it's not to be with us. It's fine. He's going to go pester that cat. That's just rummaging for fish.
you don't want to pester Mogget. He pesters back.
Kermit, could you give me their name and address, please, Panda? I'll have a talk with them later. All right, so I'm going to go with my warrior fighter, and again, another great author. I'm going to go with Sigrid from City of Stairs for Robert Jackson Bennett, City of Stairs. There we go, Drew. I knew I got his vote. What's there to say about Sigrid? He's kind of like a store brand Logan Nine Fingers in a way from First Law, and I already have First Law's character.
So
he's, you know, he gets in his crazy fighting hazes and just kills people. And I feel like he's pretty loyal to, at least if he respects you and you save him, he'll be loyal to the very end. And just stay away from his daughter and you, you'll be good. I think all my team just has to do that and he'll be on their side. So I think, yeah, we got a pretty evil team going, except for the jolly guy from Wheel of Time. But I think that'll get. I don't know why I tried to pick all villains. Wow, spoilers.
What's your plan with the Death Star plan when you?
I think when they get the Death Star plan, they might just join Darth Vader and say, "Hey, we're here to help. Just give us the Death Star plans and let's do it." So never said you had to save the world. We just had to get it first. So they might be a fan of my team. Right. He might. I don't know.
All right. Let's see here. No, I'm gonna say my leader for last, I think.
Yeah.
So for my warrior fighter, I'm choosing Paxinarian Dorthan's daughter from The Deed of Paxinarian. And I'm choosing her because she is a paladin and is very well protected by her god. So I'm hoping that we get a little extra defense on this one. She's not a very happy person, so not improving that at all in my team. But she's a good brawn.
Look at our warriors. Who has the edge now? I haven't read Gideon.
I don't know the other two very well, but Gideon's pretty good.
No bias there.
I was gonna steal Logan from you, but I would have walked off. Thank you. Knowing that you took bias.
All right.
So now it's my turn.
Where is she gonna go?
So I'm picking Crystal Fletcher from the utterly uninteresting and unadventurous tales of Fred the Vampire Accountant.
The most deadly of people.
by Drew Hayes.
We don't stand a chance. Call it off. I knew when money got bought.
I'm not going to tell you all the reasons why I'm picking her because you have to get to the end of the first book to know why I'm picking her for sure. But just trust me. She's a super powerful warrior. She's also works for a shady governmental organization that fights malevolent creatures like vampires, even though she ends up dating a vampire.
No, spill the tea.
No, that's like in the first chapter. So she's sneaky and she can keep a secret and she's deadly. Cool. And also you should read that book because it's really good and it's also very short. And funny. It's also funny.
Crystal Jenkins.
She's Fletcher in this book.
It made me think of Leroy Jenkins. Thank you for changing. What are you doing?
I would like Panda to thank Panda for carefully spell correcting every single character.
Yeah. Or else my villain would have been Kenneth, who works at Abercrombie and Fitch.
You guys can't see it.
No, but that's okay. Oh.
Tasselhart barefoot?
Tasselhoff barefoot.
Like David Hasselhoff. Todd is what I'm talking about.
We're just gonna have to take we're gonna have to take a picture of this so that we can post it with our episode.
I think the camera's on it.
Oh, it is.
Okay. On it. There you go.
Never mind.
Pam's actually the star of this episode. All right, we're good. Fighters are all out. So Storm, you're rounding out your team. You got to make a good case for these last two.
Yeah, so my wild card, we're going to have not a scorched earth, but a broken earth policy here. And we're going to go with Essen from the fifth season by N.K. Jemisin. We'll use the fifth season version of her, and she has quite a bit of destructive power, and Beru will want to destroy Mordor on the way out. So
that's about right.
She would have earned Beru's respect for everything that she has gone through and accomplished through her force of will and power. Yeah, and so then my non-human companion, we will go... We're going back and forth on this.
The best for last.
Yeah, we'll do Ivory, the Ink's Friend from the Stormlight Archive by Brandon Sanderson.
Our first Sanderson, wow.
Yes, who would be able to advise Beru on some of the more magical obstacles that they may encounter on their way to Mount Doom, and would also be a check on Beru's intelligence, and with at least slightly more compassion.
I gotta say, Storm, I love how like every character you have, it's like you're saying how, all right, they're gonna balance out Beru. So.
It's
gonna be not like, gonna win our team. Yeah. You're like, all right, I got Beru, and we just gotta level her out, and we're all good.
Yes, yeah.
That was a good pick. I didn't even think of Spren when I was like thinking non-animal. I was thinking obviously robots, like the robot from Rocky IV or something. But I didn't know.
Reaper Sheep was gonna be the other one I was thinking of.
Oh, that was Reaper
Sheep. But I think, yeah. But
one of my non-human companions was Marvin from Hitchhiker's Guide.
Nice.
He would depress everybody so much that they will kill themselves and give up.
That was the darkest strategy.
Yeah. All of our enemies will kill themselves.
I was kind of going around Basin for my other non-human option. I was thinking just bring a Doom one. It's like
because we said eagles.
How much sand?
Like eagles.
They're not going to get you there right away.
Hit something eventually.
They might have problems with like all the acid holes and whatnot that's in Mordor.
Yeah, yeah, they can only go so far. And he'd be like, all right,
unless they go deep enough underground.
All right, that's your team, Storm. Also, great job with your descriptions. I like how you have it all written out. I appreciate that
somewhat.
So Red, so you're finishing off your team with a wild card.
So there's a couple reasons why I'm picking this character, and one of them is because I've been trying to get people on the Discord to read this series. So I'm picking Dante from the Collegia Magica by Carol Berg. So he's the most powerful magician of his time. He's very short-tempered, so he may lash out at our group, which might not go well, but he's also very good at deadly magic. And so that's why. And, you know, like I said, you don't even really ever know where he's going, what he's doing.
I keep thinking your villain is Juilliard. Juilliard. He's got good moves.
He's very
their way out of there. Right, do them. All right, very good. And Jingles, you got to pick a dear leader. How's this team going to be led?
I've got a lot of magic people, so I got to choose a non-magic user. And,
so I got that rule.
Yeah. Totally all right. Who here knows Dirk Gently?
No.
Yeah. Dirk Gently is my leader.
Who's Dirk Gently?
He's just a guy. He's a guy who has a lot of things oddly work out for him. I think he's going to be a good balance for my Leland Gaunts and my chaotic Tasselhoff Burfoots.
Wait, who is it? Is he your friend? Who is this guy? Sounds like an inappropriate name. Is he from anything?
He's from Dirk Gently's Holistic Detective Agency by Douglas Adams.
Thank you. Oh, okay.
Yeah. So he, his whole shtick is a holistic detective. So he just kind of lets things fall as they will, and they kind of work out, and he solves the problem. And you know what? I think that's the best kind of person to have. When you
want something like that. Yeah.
When you want something like this to pan out. Especially when you choose to have someone who's like, you know, absolute evil. So, you know, not everyone will make it, but no, it'll all be to the greater.
Will anyone make it? I'm looking at all of our teams.
It'll all work out in the end because everyone will do exactly what they were supposed to do to get to the goal, which was to get the.
But if nobody makes it, then do they actually steal the death plans, or is it just over?
Well, not someone will make it.
Yeah. Come on, be optimistic. Look at these names. I feel like if someone walked into this room, so Dirk Gently, Kenneth, Maggot, Juilliard, Crystal Fletcher.
It's really not Maggot. It's Moggett.
Moggett, sorry. It's all right. All right. I gotta go. Let's see. My team's not making it past like 20 meters out of Chris. All right, so my leader. This one's also, I feel like I'm just pandering to Drew with some of these. I'm going to pick from Daniel Polanski's The Builders. The leader is going to be the captain, his name. He is a mouse, first of all, and he has a history of leading a crew of people on a one last mission type of ordeal. He's not scared of anything. He won't be scared. Loyal. That's such a stupid pick. He might be scared. He might be at least annoyed by him. And I think he's cute. But and so he's deceiving when they say, oh, this mouse is leading a team of a fat wizard and a pirate, whatever Loyal is, and Sigrid. And I think it would just not enough to kind of balance it out where they'd get far enough. No, I'm just kidding. There's no way we're beating Darth Bane. Anyone there? It's just an odd mixture.
It's doable.
Well, Moggett could definitely take it.
Moggett could.
Okay.
Yeah. He could have almost been my warrior, but.
Yeah.
But I almost picked Gertrude for my wild card.
Okay. So there's our teams. This definitely wasn't lasting as long as I thought it would. But, thank God. Does anyone in the crowd have an idea whose team they think would make it the furthest? Obviously, no one's actually going to make it. But who would make it? Just a glimpse Darth Vader from like 20 miles away.
Thank you, Kurt.
Yeah, how could you? Yeah, I would have known about this Dirk Gently. He was a porn star. I'm like, what are you doing?
Given what Matt Woolley said earlier, that it sounds like Leland Gaunt was also quite a dog. asking for chaos.
Leland, yeah, is just as much a villain as a wild card. I think.
Yeah.
Is he? I'd have to reread. Okay, I'll have to reread the trilogy. But
it seems like. So it seems like by the comments, Jingles by default, no one found too much fault with your team that you have to win. No one mocked it, or said they love it, but no one.
Looks. No one liked it either.
Well, it's not the worst.
That's true. I should get in there too. Call that
we're pandering to the time. Anyway, so I think that was fun, and that was a quick episode. We didn't have much else other than that, just to kind of do a fun little excited, little thing. And
I would like to correct you about something.
If it's about Hob, we're done here.
No, and thank you.
Okay. Sorry. Okay, go ahead.
It's that this is our second live stream.
Green team live stream?
Yeah.
Oh. I was drunk, I guess, the last one. Sorry, no, I don't know. In Portland?
We just didn't have it on camera. This is our first episode on camera.
Oh, okay. Okay. So really, a first ever live stream on camera. Let's see our beautiful faces and see how the magic happens.
I think since the rules are made up and the points don't matter, that none of us should have to read Ready Player One or Ready Player Two
for the rest of our lives.
Technically, it was our characters, not us.
Okay.
Which I would feel really bad for Dante. He's a big reader, and I don't think he'd like those.
Imagine
books.
Darth Bane cracking open Ready Player Two.
I mean,
not again.
Like, what if every book that they open just automatically changes?
That's the rule. I mean, that's how we made it.
If it's not written in
that was a cruel. Metal. Yeah, it's the cruelest thing we could think of. It was. Okay, thank you guys for watching us and listening to us. For Yeti Beats, for Storm, for Little Red Book, for Jingles here, for the Green Team. We'll see you later.
Bye.